We've been talking about Kawhawhai Tonu, the new film by Mike Jonathan that had its premiere earlier in the week and now is being distributed as of today more widely across New Zealand cinemas. It's a film that focuses on the Battle of Hauraki, but looking at it through teenage eyes, and it's received some good feedback since the early showing. And today we're kindly joined by the producer of that film, which is Piripi Curtis. And Piripi's had a long involvement in production along the way, and it's great to have a kōrero with him. I started out this morning acknowledging your papa today, Piripi, too, because Toby was the chair of the Aotearoa Radio Board back in the day when I first started broadcasting. So it's great to be talking with you and sort of rekindling that long whānau connection. Nei rā, tamaki kia koe, Piripi, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks for joining us. And I had a lot of time for your dad, Piripi. So you've been involved here for a long time with different mahi across the years, going back to hunting Aotearoa, I guess, which is, shivers, about 20 years ago now. Pete and Peel's Kai Safari, Vegas, and, of course, now this film. Let's talk about it. Why is this film important in Aotearoa, and important for Ngāi Māori, but important for non-Māori too, Piripi?
Really, it's because it's the first feature film to tell of our history from a Māori perspective in Te Reo Māori. And because of that, we feel that it's a voice that hasn't been heard before. It's a voice that our tamariki and mokopuna need to hear about how awesome our tupuna were. So one of the benchmarks for us was to honour our ancestors who were so brave, so amazing, so ingenious, and they've never been honoured in film yet. You know, as far as I've looked around, there's nothing that really honours them in the way that we've done this. And certainly, we've had a number of screenings right up until last night. I'm still in Whakatane, we had a screening for Tuhui, and we had a lot of the koeke, and I think for us, it's their approval that we were most anxious to see where they were at, and certainly we got that in spadefuls last night. So for us, they've entrusted us with their stories, with their kōrero, and allowed us to portray their ancestors, and for them to acknowledge the film last night in the way they did was really amazing. And I think because they are now backing it, I think it's ready for the world to see, because it is our voice and our stories.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I would understand if you were a bit nervous there last night, but the reaction, very heartening for you and for those who dreamed up, not the idea so much, as a film of this type. You mentioned that it's predominantly in Te Reo Māori, Piripi. Does it have subtitles, or did you deliberately not go down that path?
No, we went down that path. We want to make it accessible to everyone. It's about 95% in Te Reo Māori. But what we did do a lot of focus on was the mita of every tribe that was there. This particular battle had over 12 different iwi represented. So we went to maybe 7, 8 of the major iwi that were in there in big numbers and sought their permission. So the mita is really lovely to hear. You can tell when Tuhoi speaking, and then you've got Vaukaua, Manipoto, Ngāti Te Kohira. So we spent a lot of effort getting that right. And so we've got subtitles so that everybody can enjoy the whole film.
We need more of this. And you're breaking some new ground for us, Piripi. Respect what was involved here. Obviously, accessing funding to make films is one of the most difficult challenges for any producer. How was it when you pitched that this was going to be predominantly, almost exclusively Reo Anake? And did the fact that it was in Te Reo Māori make funding or accessing funding more difficult, Piripi?
Yes and no. No, because the Film Commission put out a Te Paunamu Te Reo Māori Feature Film Initiative. So basically they they were trying to incentivize getting films made into the till. So we got access to a bit more money than most mainstream films get.
Can I just take a breather there for a moment there, Pilipi, and clear your throat? We'll take you down.
Yeah, I've just come out of COVID.
We'll wind down the fader there, please, Rangi, for a moment. Just let you have a decent cough. Hey, what I want to get at here is that this was made about us. It's for us. It's not the most, it's not a celebratory time, is it? In fact, it could be seen as still to this day quite infuriating in the way that our people were treated. But it is an important time or event in our country's history, not to mention the severing of whakapapa lines as a result of the carnage that occurred here. But we can't turn our backs on it. And so, you know, hats off to Pilipi, to Mike Jonathan, the acting cast. Had a neat conversation too, Pilipi, with Timuera about his role there. And Tim, experienced actor that he is, you know, all of the parts that Timuera has played during his acting career have been fictional characters. So here he is performing as his tupuna, Rewi Manipoto. And as he said, he didn't want to think about it too much and just sort of allowed it, to channel his tupuna into his performance. Thanks, Pilipi. I hope the throat's a bit clearer too. And I didn't realise you'd just come out of COVID. How was that experience, mate?
Not too bad. I got the antiviral quite quickly.
Okay.
And so I think it saved me from a lot of the pain.
And I'm really pleased for you that you got a good response last night. It's available more widely as of this weekend. What would you say of Mike's Moi Moia? Because his idea of this film, from my reckoning, goes back, feels like a decade.
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially what's really heartening about this particular film is the connection that everybody who made it has to it, in particular Mike Jonathan, his great-great-great-grandmother, Nahuka, and his kōwa were at that battle, and he's always had that hankering to tell the story. So to have the right director tell our story was the first step in making sure we had authenticity in it. Oh, my throat's going crazy.
Hey, Pilipi, we'll leave it. We're all good, mate. Thresh you, but I really do want to acknowledge your role, Mike's role, the actors, and the attitude taken into the production of this special film. Once made, it's around for a long time, and it will allow people to get a glimpse into the reality of what occurred from our perspective too, from a Māori perspective.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice way for the whole of our country to take the first step in learning about our past, owning up to it. It's a way in which our nation can heal. And we've done it in a way that, while it's impacting people and people feel it and a lot of people find themselves crying through it and laughing through it, it's a way to start that first step as a country to acknowledge the hurt that was created then is still felt today. And I think that's really important for everybody, the whole of the country, to go and see it.
Tēnā koe, we'll be encouraging people to do just that, and I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. Thanks, Pilipi. Thanks for sharing some time with us, brother. Ngā mihi.
Thank you, brother.
Tēnā koe. Bye.